This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 408 and a quarter, down one. September corn, 398 and a quarter, down two and a quarter. December corn, 404 and a quarter, down two. July soybeans, 1329 and three quarters, down 33 and a quarter. August soybeans, 1248 and a half, down 24 and three quarters. September soybeans, 1140 and three quarters, down 9 1/2. July wheat, 545 and a quarter, up a quarter. September wheat, 556 and a quarter, down a half. December wheat, 580 and a quarter, down a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Tuesday afternoon, with record corn and soybean crop yields looming on the horizon. The only way for corn and soybean prices to go are down. Wheat maintained existing values with no fresh news. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at $3.82 to $4.01. Soybean bids were down 25 to 26 cents at $13 to $13.34. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a penny higher, ranging from $3.98 to $4.20. Soybeans dropped 25 to 28 cents at $13.07 to $13.45, and the wheat bid steady to a penny lower at $5.10 to $5.36. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 25 cents lower at $3.29 to $3.69, basis steady ranging from $0.80 to $1.20 over the August. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $4.59.30 to $4.75.30, which was down $6.40 to $9.40 per ton, with basis unchanged to $3 lower at $22 to $38 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn mids down 2 cents at $3.98 to $4.18, with basis steady range from option to 20 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 9 cents higher at $4.15 to $4.28, with basis 2 to 11 cents stronger at $17 to $30 over September. Soybeans down 34 to 35 cents on Tuesday at $13.34 to $13.46, with basis 9 to 10 cents weaker, range from 85 to 97 over the August. Wheat prices along the river are 3 to 5 cents higher at 546 to 551, with basis up 3 to 5 cents as well, ranging from 5 to 10 under September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at 432 to 435. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 22 to 33 cents, with quotations at 1360 to 1361. Soft red winter wheat down 2 to 10 cents at 557 to 568, while the Milo ended 4 to 5 cents lower at 419 to 430. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 366 to 376, with new crop soybean bids at 1079 to 1103. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 369 up to 382, but new crop soybean bids range from 1074 to 1098. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 364 to 386, but the new crop soybean bids range from 1087 to 1107. That completes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 153.52, down $1.42. October live cattle, 155.97, down 70 cents. December live cattle, 155.35, up 15 cents. August feeder cattle, 215.90, down $2.10. September feeder cattle, 217.47, down $1.75. October feeder cattle, 217.55, down $1.65. July lean hogs, 132.20, up 40 cents. August lean hogs, 129.85, down $1.97. October lean hogs, 116.30, down $1.55. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.60 higher, in the range of $120 to $133, with a weighted average carcass price of $130.06. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 77, 4 to 5 weights 75 to 80, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 82, and 6 weights and up were 77 to 84. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $86 up to $93. And receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,285 head. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 190 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $134.27, and that was 25 cents lower. Now the report from the Shelbyville, opening report from the Shelbyville livestock auction, they had receipts of 334 head. Steers and heifers were $5 to $6 higher. Holstein steers, $5 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, 11 to 13 weights, 155 to 163.50, and 1,300 to 1,500 weights were 155.75 to 162.75. Select and choice steers, 142 to 153. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144 to 155.25. And choice slaughter heifers, 1,000 to 12 weights, 156 to 161.75, and 12 to 14 weights, 155 to 162. Select heifers were bringing 140 to 147. Now from the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $249.98, and that was $1.80 higher, with select carcasses of $242.62, and that was $1.39 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 403,000. That compared to 411,000 last week and 401,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.08. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.91. July corn delivered to Scottville, $3.99. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.91. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.28. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.98. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.17. October beans delivered to Scottville, $10.98. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.32. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.08. Corn at Scottville is $3.99. Beans at Greenfield are $13.28. Beans at Scottville are $13.17. And wheat at Scottville is $5.32. For a look at how the livestock markets are doing this week, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, nervous, very nervous overall, particularly in the beef complex. After seeing a couple of weeks where the cash price pushed $3 to $4 higher back-to-back weeks, certainly pushing the futures market higher to new all-time highs, but can we sustain this level? That's the big question. And I know after the Father's Day weekend in June, we had better grilling demand than expected, so retailers are very aggressive in restocking their shelves. And the trade's still waiting to see how the retailers, how aggressive they're going to be in restocking their shelves after the 4th of July. Typically, this is a time when demand trails off, but we're having, because it's too hot to barbecue, but we're having a very mild summer thus far over much of the country east of the Rocky Mountains. So that should be increasing barbecue demand. Monday's beef demand by retailers was very routine for a Monday, really didn't show much. Really looking for the Tuesday-Wednesday data. I think that'll give us a better test and a better indicator of that demand, because ultimately we have to have that consumer demand. Export demand for beef so for 2014 so far is the second best on record, second only to last year. So that's been very good, but we need that domestic demand sector. And right now, traders are very nervous at these price levels when we typically are making a seasonal correction lower.
With the export demand so high, are we going to have a problem with the smallest cattle herd that we've seen in years? Are we going to have a problem being able to supply export demand as well as domestic demand if domestic demand picks up a little bit?
That's the concern, and that's what's really driven prices to this level where we find ourselves now, is that combination, because we simply don't have the supplies. The question is whether we can continue, if these prices have rationed that demand or slowed down that demand enough to balance it with the supply we have. We know from the cold storage reports we're continuing to draw down the supplies in the freezer, and you can only do that for so long. So it's a job of the marketplace to find a price high enough to shut off that demand or slow down that demand to bring it into balance with supply. And we expect that supply long-term to continue to trend lower until we can start rebuilding the cow herd, and that's going to take a lot of time. But at this time of year, traders are simply getting very nervous, needing to be fed supportive data on a weekly basis to see if the price action is working.
Right. With the cattle market, we shouldn't expect to see supplies too replenished for probably another 18 months or so.
I think that we will continue to see the cattle on feed reports show placements lower than the previous year for probably the next 12 to 18 months as we hold back heifers trying to rebuild the cow herd.
All right. And how are the hogs looking?
As we look at the hog market, we're seeing generally mixed. Overall, we've seen fairly supportive action in the deferred contracts following USDA's June 27th quarterly hogs and pigs report that showed fewer lightweight hogs than what the trade was expecting, indicating that the PD virus has done more damage in the spring to the pig herd than what was anticipated. Nearby, though, we had a few more hogs than what was expected, and so we slowed down the price action there. We're still trending higher, but we slowed down the gains, and the cash market still continuing higher. We've been higher now for about the last month. Since late May, actually, that the cash index has been higher each day. So we are trending higher. But overall, this trade sees more bullish days ahead as we really hit that hole in supplies as we go into late summer and into the fall.
I'm sure everyone is ready to see the end of the PED virus.
We are, and we had hopes that when the first vaccine was given conditional approval that maybe we would see some more support. We saw a lot of talk about it for about a week's time. We indicated at the time that it wasn't a silver bullet that we were looking for to eradicate the disease, but another tool in battling the disease. And I think we were all hoping that by now we'd have more of a silver bullet approach, that we could just be done with this disease rather than a tool to try to prevent repeat occurrences.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Although the Jersey County Fair only officially started yesterday, activities for the 4-H youth have been going on for the past few days, including the Master Showmanship Contest. I spoke with the Senior Master Showmanship winner, Laura Kerbeck.
When they called my name for Senior Master Showman, it was just kind of like, is this really me? I mean, I went into it thinking, you know, I'm not the oldest one. I'm probably not going to win. But, I mean, I tried my hardest, and I came out on top, so it was very exciting.
And how many years have you been in 4-H? How old are you?
I am 16. I've been in 4-H for about 9 years now.
All right. So you do have a lot of hard work, a lot of experience,
yes.
But there are some kids who are older than you. What did you do to prepare for the showmanship competition?
Well, I take my experience from previous years of Master Showmanship, as well as watching just shows and how judges talk about cattle and stuff. And I just take that to use, and I go and hope for the best.
Very good. And during the Master Showmanship competition, do you get asked questions about the animals you're showing, or are you just judged based on how you present the animals?
In Master Showmanship, you're showing three different species, a pig, a sheep, and a cow, and they ask you questions based on the pig industry, the sheep industry, and the cattle, and about the animal itself, as well as how well you do show.
All right. So what do you think was the hardest question you had or the most difficult species that you had to deal with in the ring?
Well, the most difficult species, I'd have to say, was the pigs, because I do not show pigs and I have never shown pigs, so I don't know much about the industry. However, I go and take what I can get, and I think I did pretty well.
So in preparing for this, did you go and talk to other people who own the species that you had to show, or did you look online? What did you do?
I went and talked to the owners of the species who allowed me to show their animals, and just getting to know them and their animals before I went into the show ring.
Now, if you had a piece of advice that you would give to those who are going to be in Master Showmanship contests in the future, what would it be?
I would say to always prepare, because you never know what you're going to get asked, so it's just good to have a general information on everything.
Again, that was the senior Master Showmanship winner, Laura Kerbeck. Also going on Monday evening at the Jersey County Fairgrounds was the 4-H Livestock Auction. The highest seller for swine belonged to Elena Hanold, selling at $7 a pound to the United Producers Livestock Auction and Skyler Livestock. Samantha Burns had the highest selling sheep, selling at $7.75 a pound, going to the Jerseyville Vacuum Center. For steers, the highest seller belonged to Thomas Kerbeck, who is in his last year of 4-H. He sold his steer for $3.10 a pound to Family Farms, owned by Harold Birch. Elena Walsh had the highest selling goat at $850, going to CHS of Shipman. For rabbits, Cameron Little sold his 26-pound Flemish Giant for $350 to Triple L Farms. And for poultry, Jessica Kanalkin sold her Antwerp for $450 to William Nobin Sons. Although many of the 4-H activities have wrapped up, there are still some open shows and other activities to do at the Jersey County Fair, which runs through the 13th. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.